Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A U.S. official saying a Russian anti-aircraft system may be responsible for the plane crash in Kazakhstan, killing 38 of the 67 people on board.
The black boxes have been recovered. A commission has been created to investigate the crash. That's going to include representatives from Russia, from Azerbaijan, from Kazakhstan. It might be a few days before we get an actual, definite conclusion here. But we have been speaking to some experts who do believe that that Russian anti-aircraft defense systems may be to blame here.
ABC's Ines de la Caterra. Russian media reporting the plane was attacked by a Ukrainian drone. Another stowaway caught on a Delta flight, this time from Seattle to Hawaii, as it taxied for takeoff on Christmas Eve. Authorities say the individual passed through TSA screening but lacked a boarding pass. Mortgage rates ticking higher heading into the new year. The average 30-year fixed mortgage now up to 6.85%. This is ABC News. Recovering at a hospital in Florida, a pregnant woman who police say was stabbed 14 times over a tip for pizza.
Detectives in Kissimmee, just south of Orlando, say Brianna Alvello was delivering pizzas Sunday and was sent to a motel where she dropped off an order totaling $33.10 and was given a $2 tip. A police report says the 22-year-old and a man later returned wearing masks and stabbed the customer, who's pregnant, in front of her 5-year-old daughter. The victim is recovering. Police have arrested Alvello, and they're looking for the man they call her accomplice. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Another top official has been impeached in South Korea. The country's parliament voted to impeach acting president Han Duck-soo. That means he'll be stripped of his powers as a court decides whether he should be kicked out of office. The court is also deciding whether to uphold President Yoon Suk-yeol's impeachment. President Yoon unilaterally declared martial law earlier this month. Dave Packer, ABC News.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The warmer temperatures are bringing areas of dense fog and rain this afternoon. Becoming more widespread and a bit heavier overnight, it does wind down by early tomorrow morning. With around 3/4 of an inch of rain expected, the sunshine does try to peek out tomorrow. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A Waukesha man is charged in the Christmas Eve hit-and-run death of a tow truck driver. Sean Maloney has more.
39-year-old Christopher Sponholz is charged with felony hit-and-run involving death. Hussein Farhat was loading a vehicle onto his tow truck on the shoulder of I-94 when he was struck and killed by a blue minivan. A criminal complaint says Sponholz thought he hit a deer. Prosecutors say an anonymous tip from the Village of Wales led Waukesha County authorities to Sponholz, who turned himself in Christmas Day.
prison time for a Price County man who admitted to killing a woman. Christopher Dyer pled guilty to one count of homicide on Thursday after investigators tied him to the shooting death of Denise Schwartz on April 13th. A judge sentenced him to life in prison with the possibility of parole, in which time he will be 80 years old. Investigators tied Dyer to the shooting after they found a handgun near Schwartz's body, which was laying outside of a Park Falls home. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get ready to haul away big savings with Fleet Farm's end-of-year bucket sale. Just pick up a Fleet Farm 5-gallon bucket in store for $3.99. Fill it up with whatever you can fit inside and save 15% on everything in your bucket, including clearance. But hurry, our bucket sale's 4 days only, December 26th through the 29th. So bucket up and save while you can at Fleet Farm, home of the best prices guaranteed. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. We now know who died in the Christmas Eve crash in Dunn County. Prosecutors yesterday identified the victim as Correctional Officer Jeff Reynolds. Investigators say he died when a drunk driver slammed into his car as he was headed to work. The driver in the crash, 40-year-old Mark Sokolowski, is now charged with homicide. The sheriff's department says it looks like Sokolowski ran the stop sign at Highway 12 and County Highway E and hit Reynolds' car. Preliminary breath test shows Sokolowski's blood alcohol content was nearly twice the legal limit. The beneficial ownership filing requirement is back in play for farmers and small businesses that are LLCs. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in Texas overturned an injunction that had temporarily suspended the filing requirement. Jeff Paschal with Sundstrom & Company talks about the information that's required by the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN.
So the form that we have to fill out basically is the name, address, and federal ID number or social security number of the business itself. And then anybody that has ownership, beneficial ownership in it, meaning 25% or more, has to report the owner's information, meaning the name, address, driver's license, and a picture of the driver's license needed to be updated.
The due date for the filing requirement was extended to January 13th. Two men are safe after their UTV fell through the ice in Barron County. The Barron County Sheriff's Department said the two were riding a UTV near the Pokegama boat landing in Shetek Christmas Eve. When first responders arrived, the men had already been pulled out of the water by a family member that was ice fishing nearby. One man was taken to the hospital. He's expected to be okay. The other was treated at the scene. Firefighters from Eota and Dover responded to a vehicle fire early Wednesday morning. According to the Olmsted County Sheriff's Department, firefighters responded to the fire on Carolyn Street Northwest in Eota. No one was inside the vehicle at the time of the fire. The cause of that fire is still under investigation, but is not considered suspicious. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away, too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The man injured in an SUV versus train collision in Elk Mound earlier this month has died. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, 80-year-old Gregory Nerbovic passed away December 23rd from complications from injuries sustained in the accident. Nerbovic failed to yield to the train at a crossing near the intersection of 970th Street and Highway 12. Two other people in the car were also injured in that accident. A judge wants a doctor to decide whether the suspect in the deadly stabbing at the Do Dodge Inn is fit enough to stand trial. An Eau Claire County judge ordered the competency hearing for 44-year-old Anthony Jackson. He's accused of stabbing a man to death earlier this month. Police say Jackson attacked the victim out of the blue and stabbed him several times. Jackson has a long criminal history in Eau Claire. There's no word when Jackson will be seen by a doctor. An Olmsted County judge has scheduled an in-person hearing for a lawsuit filed against Mayo Clinic. The judge ruled Tuesday that the next hearing in the suit filed by Dr. Michael Joyner needs to be held in person due to problems that happened during an April video conference. The judge found multiple requests by outside parties trying to join the Zoom conference distracting. The judge also believes the April video conference was recorded, which would have violated court rules. Joyner suing the clinic over a suspension caused by an alleged unprofessional behavior and problematic statements to the media. The next hearing in the case is scheduled for April 4th. Trees, yes. Christmas lights, no. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding people about the post-Christmas recycling rules. The DNR says each local recycling program will have its own rules, but in general, you can recycle most wrapping paper. Bows, ribbons, and shiny wrapping paper, however, should be thrown away. The DNR also says do not recycle old Christmas lights because we need to keep them out of trash compactors. Christmas trees can be recycled, but they have to be decoration-free. The DNR has tips on its website and says people should check with their local recyclers as well. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
A Woodbury, Minnesota woman is coming off of a major celebration on Christmas Day. Lola Bennett turned 100 years old on Christmas Day and had a birthday party on Christmas Eve. The woman was born in 1924 in the South and has 20 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, and 6 great-great-grandchildren. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The warmer temperatures are bringing areas of dense fog and rain this afternoon. Becoming more widespread and a bit heavier overnight, it does wind down by early tomorrow morning. With around 3/4 of an inch of rain expected, the sunshine does try to peek out tomorrow. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 40 degrees at our studios.
No Giannis, big problem. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with Sports. The Bucks welcomed in the Brooklyn Nets to Fiserv Forum last night. Brooklyn having lost 8 of their last 10. Milwaukee didn't have either of their two best players, Giannis Antetokounmpo or Damian Lillard, and it showed. The Nets take advantage of a litany of Milwaukee mistakes to win it 111-105.
We made a ton of mental mistakes today in each quarter. You know, it felt like we had, in the first quarter, we made a mistake, should have got a loose ball, didn't get it, they get two. I turned it over, fouled a three-point shooter. I think we fouled 3 different 3-point shooters tonight. So we did a lot of things that we haven't done. It happens. We'll watch the tape. We'll learn from it. But the pressure, which hasn't been affecting us, affected us tonight.
Bucks coach Doc Rivers. Milwaukee was led by Chris Middleton's 21 points. Brooke Lopez had 20. They'll play at Chicago tomorrow night. Coming up tonight in the NBA, the Magic play host to the Knicks. Indiana is at Boston. The Nuggets host the Cavs. Moving on to football in Green Bay, it's the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings on Sunday. Minnesota can still win the NFC North. The Packers cannot, so technically this one does mean more to the Vikings than it could to the Packers. Still, Green Bay wants to get some revenge on their Week 4 2-point loss at Lambeau. At 11-4, the Packers are in third place in the 4-team NFC North. That's okay with Coach Matt LaFleur. He thinks it's made his team better.
Well, I think we'll find out when it comes to playoff time, but I believe that. I think that just all of us going against one another, you know, it's forced you to be at your best every week. I mean, you can't afford to slip up just to keep up with everybody. And so it's forced you to bring it every day.
Kickoff Sunday has been flexed down to a 3:25 kickoff at U.S. Bank Stadium. Thursday night football, a bit of a slugfest. The Seahawks beat the Bears 6-3 in a field goal battle. And both the NBA and NFL were ratings winners on Christmas Day. Netflix set records as the most streamed NFL games in U.S. history, while the NBA had their best holiday numbers in 5 years, according to Nielsen. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Old Spice Swagger Holiday Pack, perfect for a gift to treat yourself. 24/7 holiday freshness with daily use can smell your bestest. I'm gonna be smelling great all season. Old Spice scents just can't be beaten. Chock full of value, saving that green. Got the essentials needed to feel clean. Deodorant, hair, body wash, and spray. Celebrate your holiday the Old Spice way.
Ho, 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 ho.
Wrap up your holiday shopping with Jewelry Television. JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, whatever you're craving. From 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
Love looks forward to his sophomore season. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Greetings from Daytona, where a band of dreamers took a strip of beach and turned it into a proving ground. The Great American Race, where year after year, greatness is the destination.
Drivers, start your engines, let's go! Yeah!
So book your experience and soak in 500 miles of history and tradition. The Daytona 500, February 16th, 2025. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
Even though the 2024 NASCAR season has reached its conclusion, NASCAR Live still rolls on. This offseason, we'll honor champions and discuss some of the top stories from an amazing season of racing.
What a move off four, up against the fence. Tyler Reddick rallies back.
Justin Allgaier is the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion.
All of that and much more every week on NASCAR Live.
Jesse Love finished 8th in the NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship standings in 2024, his first full season driving those cars for Richard Childress Racing, winning once in Talladega early in the season. Love looks to use what he learned throughout the season about racing those cars and the tracks in which they competed on to contend for the title in 2025.
If the whole season had gone how we ended it and started it, obviously we'd be in much better shape. But yeah, looking forward to obviously next year, now that I kind of know what I didn't know to start and kind of can put to good use what I learned.
Love ended the season with 3 top 10 finishes in the last 4 races, including a 4th place finish at the Homestead Miami Speedway. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O Double G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all could take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com to get 4 iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus 4 lines for $25. Now drop that jingle.
With 24-month bill credits for eligible trade-ins and 4 new lines without auto pay, above qualified customers, plus taxes and fees, and $35 per line connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due $999.99. Credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
It's not in a horse's nature to be cooped up in a stall all day long. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There's something wrong with a horse that is constantly walking around his stall as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
You can often tell a horse's mood just by watching it in the stall. Horses that are bored or nervous can't be still. They consistently walk circles or pace back and forth to expend energy and calm themselves. This is called stall walking, and it's a hard habit to break. Carrie Williams is the equine extension specialist with Rutgers Equine Science Center in New Jersey. She says constant stall walking is hard on the horse's legs. The hooves may wear unevenly, and it can develop joint and tendon problems from walking very small circles and tight turns. The constant action can also be detrimental to the stall.
If you don't have a concrete floor with mats, they could run ruts in the base of the stall. It doesn't matter how hard the ground is tamped, but if it's not a concrete base, they could destroy the bottoms of the stalls. You can go through an awful lot of bedding that way, because typically with these sorts of horses, you have to strip the stall daily just to put in clean, fresh bedding, and they just destroy it every day.
Once stall walking starts, it's hard to stop. Williams says there are some things you can try to decrease the behavior, such as giving horses toys.
Hang things like milk jugs, or they have, you know, scented apples and things you can hang from the ceiling. Any of those little jolly balls with the handles, something that they could play with. Also providing more hay, something that they can eat instead of chewing on the walls. They will probably stop walking if they actually have something to eat.
If you can, turn the horse out more often so it can exercise and work off pent-up energy. Williams says if all else fails, give it a buddy. Perhaps a goat or miniature horse will calm the animal's nerves and give it somebody to play with. Learn more about quieting a stall walker at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I'm at a smoothie bar asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
38 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. Double-digit gains in the milk markets today. January milk up 53 to 2017. February up 57 to 2047. March up 36 to 2042. April up 23 at 1974. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 2¾ to 176 and three quarters. 40-pound blocks up 1¼ to 187 and a quarter. 5-trade a barrel, 5-trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 257 and a half. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 138. In and three quarters, three trades on the day. Dry way up 1 to 75 and one trade on the day. Live cattle markets are moving mostly higher today, as there was some higher box beef prices and stronger cash cattle sales reported in the South. That's helping to support live cattle markets. Feeder cattle, though, and the trades questioning whether the market ran its long positions too high at 260. The cattle feeder cattle complex trading somewhat lower today as the trade is trying to get past those 260 resistance levels. Meanwhile, hog markets are moving mostly higher today. Higher pork cutout values, even though the pork cutout values are skewed by belly's 838 jump. And hams also had a nice 558 jump in the market. December live cattle up 30 cents to 193.07. February up 15 cents to 190.25. April up 30 cents to 192.90. January feeder cattle still up 50 cents to 259.80. March down 27 cents to 259.22. April down 25 cents to 259.77. February hogs up 10 cents to 84.30. April up 22 cents to 89.47. May up 50 cents to 93.80. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are relatively mixed today, as a light holiday type of volume does continue. Now, soybeans are mostly lower after the strong gains from yesterday. The meal gains have also moderated. Weekly export sales were also softer, and that is helping to provide some pressure to the markets. Wheat market slightly higher today, as the plains should see near normal temperatures and moisture into early January. Black Sea area continues to be quiet. And Matif wheat, though, was slightly lower this morning, but wheat markets are moving higher. March corn up 3/4 to 454 and a half. May up 1½ to 462. July up 1¼ to 465. New crop down 3/4 to 441. January beans down 6 to 982. March down 6¼ to 991. May down 5¾ to 1001 and 3/4. New crop down 4¾ to 1004 and 3/4. January soybean meal down at 260 to 303.10. January soybean oil up 3 cents to 39.50. Chicago wheat March up 5¼ to 546¼. May up 4¾ to 556¾. Minneapolis wheat March and May both up 2¾. March at 596¾. May at 605. Energy markets are higher today. February crude oil up 54 cents to 2016. March up 51 cents to 69.74. January and or January gas now up 3 cents to 194, while February is steady at 196. Let's check of markets at the midday. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Solar grazing is a new opportunity for sheep producers. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Solar grazing is something new in the livestock industry. At least one Minnesota sheep farm has sheep grazing in pastures that contain solar panels. Peter Orwick, executive director of the American Sheep Industry Association, says that's a great way to graze sheep and keep them contained.
That is very exciting. It's exciting to the point that our opening session in our upcoming convention, January 2025, the opening session will be solar grazers, solar energy companies, and the folks that have found it as another revenue for their sheep operations. So our position is not all these solar fields are popular or politically in tune.
He says ASI is ready to help producers correctly take advantage of this new opportunity.
So our policy is for the producers, whether they're new to our business or they're longtime growers, is be there to help them with our materials and folks that know how to do these contracts. If that's what they want to do, we want to help them do it well, both for the animal, for its health, and for marketing. So that's the excitement and why we're highlighting that at our convention this year.
Before signing any allow solar on your land, farmers are advised to get everything up front in writing, including the allowing of sheep to graze where those solar panels are, and to have legal counsel with them before signing any contracts. Now, sheep farmers that want to know more on how they can have solar grazing for sheep should attend the ASI Annual Convention. That's January 15th through the 18th in Scottsdale, Arizona. Just to visit the American Sheep Industry Association's website for more information. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. Another bird flu outbreak in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture said Thursday that birds at a commercial poultry farm in Burnett County in northwest Wisconsin were destroyed to prevent the spread of the H5N1 virus and that they will not enter the food system. Bird flu outbreaks have led to destruction of commercial flocks in several Wisconsin counties, and it's also affected wild birds in the state. Earlier this month, Wisconsin's first human H5N1 case was confirmed in a worker at a Barron County farm where an infected flock was also destroyed. So far, there's been no evidence anywhere in the U.S. of human-to-human transmission of bird flu, which has also infected dairy cattle in several states. The Department of Agriculture also reminded everyone that there are no infected dairy cattle yet here in Wisconsin. Researchers at UW-Madison recently published two research briefs highlighting Midwestern farmers' view on farm financial programs and conservation. The briefs, which are designed to support policymaking, summarized the result of a 2024 survey taken by 527 farmers across 8 states in the Midwest, covering row crops, forage, grass-based livestock, and confinement livestock production. The survey was developed by a team of social science researchers at UW-Madison. Some of the findings in the Farm Financial Program research brief included 79% of farmers growing row crops found crop insurance moderately to extremely helpful. 80% of farmers growing row crops reported agricultural operating loans moderately to extremely helpful. 54% of farmers growing row crops reported conservation cost share programs moderately to extremely helpful. And 65% of farmers supported decreasing interest rates on loans, while 53% of farmers supported decreasing paperwork burdens for conservation cost share programs and crop insurance. A continuing resolution keeping the government fully funded through March 14th of 2025 also included economic aid for farmers experiencing one of the biggest income drops in many years. In fact, over the past 2 years, USDA projects that farmers will experience the steepest 2-year decline in net farm income in history. Meanwhile, due to an ineffective safety net, government help for producers is slated to be at the lowest levels since 1982. The Economic Loss Assistance Program set aside $10 billion in direct payments for farmers. Farm Journal says while payment rates aren't finalized yet, early estimates are out for various commodities. The corn payment for producers is estimated to be $43.80 an acre, while soybean payments were estimated at $30.61 per acre. Wheat farmers will receive $31.80 an acre. 21 commodities are eligible for assistance. As of December 1st, there were 75.8 million hogs and pigs on U.S. farms, up 1% from December of 2023, but down slightly from September 1st of this year. That, according to the quarterly hogs and pigs report published last week by the National Ag Statistics Service. Other key findings include that of the 75.8 million hogs and pigs, 69.8 million were market hogs, while 6 million were kept for breeding. Between September and November of this year, 35.2 million pigs were weaned on U.S. farms. That was up 2% from the same period last year. Minnesota will receive $44 million in federal grant money from USDA to help residents in rural communities access high-speed broadband internet. Minnesota Senator Tina Smith is credited with helping to secure the funds from USDA. The money is expected to help at least 139 businesses, says, and 368 farms. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
The dreary weather will continue in our ag weather forecast as another system moves in, bringing more clouds and more steady rain. Looks like we could see anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of rain later on tonight. By the end of next week, temperatures will cool closer to normal with highs only in the teens and lows in the single digits. Mostly cloudy throughout the day. Today we'll have areas of fog as well, and rain and highs low 40s, southeast winds at 5 to 10, rain chance near 100%. Tonight, rain and fog with lows in the upper 30s, east winds at around 5, shifting to the west. Tomorrow, cloudy, a 20% chance of rain in the morning, partly sunny in the afternoon, highs low 40s. West winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy, lows near 30. Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs near 40. For Monday, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of snow in the morning with highs in the upper 20s. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy, we'll have highs in the low 20s.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Big orange ball sinking in the water, toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning señoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two, done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun, but there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front step, man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two, done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun, but there is one thing that I
drive. Do you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now, do I make you wanna go real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a dim to hang your clothes, to a man you wanna let your head down, play a little truth or dare now, act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun, howl at the moon? Baby, tell me the truth, do I make you wanna? Karaoke in the neon light, go to Vegas, stay up all night, see if we can find a cheap flight. Little 7 come 11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city? Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Maybe just a little, I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance too slow? Go find out a two-lane road, find a thing to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare now, act just like you don't care now? Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna, do I make you turn into some? Tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go fly down a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now, but we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now, just wanna take it there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow?
Listen for local news 4 times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Maybe all I got's this beat-up leather bag, and everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack, all I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speak, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on, every minute that I have to be gone. I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love. Highway stuck out in the rain. Darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part. The sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed,
carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. West Virginia down to Tennessee, I'll be moving with the good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me.
Don't you dare go running down my little town where I grew up, and I won't cuss your city lights. If you ain't ever took a ride around and cruised right through the heart of my town, anything you say would be a lie. We may live our lives a little slower, but that don't mean I wouldn't be proud to show you. Where I come from, there's an old cowboy out turning up dirt. Where I come from, there's a preacher man in a cowboy shirt. Where I come from, where a couple boys fight in the parking lot. No, nobody's gonna call the cops. Where I come from,
see that door right there, man, I swear that it ain't never been locked, and I guarantee that it never will. That old man right there in the rocking chair at the courthouse square, I'll tell you now, he could buy your fancy car with $100 bills. Don't let those faded overalls fool ya. He made his bills without one day of schooling.
There's a pickup truck with a tailgate down. Where I come from, the pine trees are singing a song of the South. Where I come from, that little white church is gonna have a crowd. Yeah, I'm pretty damn proud. Where I come from, there's a man done wrong, gonna make it right. Where I come from, there's an old plowboy out turning up dirt. Where I come from, there's a preacher man in a cowboy shirt. Where I come from, where a couple boys fight in the parking lot. No, ain't nobody gonna call the cops. Yeah, that river runs across that old flint rock. Where
a station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Why do you keep on staring in that mirror, mirror? It ain't fair at all. Dress sizes can't define. Don't let the world decide what's beautiful. No, you won't make.
Trust your rebel heart, ride into battle. Don't be afraid, take the road that
what is the world coming to when lovers can't believe they got love coming true? And if they up and leave, they say they will when they won't. They say I do, then they don't. That ain't the way it's gotta be with you and me. Imagine that love lasts forever. Imagine that. Change the world, I couldn't if I tried. As long as I got you with me, girl, I'll be satisfied. Let's do what we can, mean what we say. I will just take it day by day, 'cause I wanna prove to everyone that it can be done. Imagine that. Love lasts forever. Imagine that.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A month after a stowaway was found on a Delta Airlines flight headed to